cellulitis is commonly caused by Staphylococcus and Streptococcus bacteria. Skin injuries such as cuts, insect bites, or surgical incisions are commonly the sites of the infection. Certain factors also increase your risk of developing cellulitis. Common risk factors include a weakened immune system, skin conditions that cause breaks in the skin, such as eczema and athlete's foot intravenous. 4. Drug use of diabetes. A history of cellulitis. Diagnosing cellulitis. Your doctor can usually diagnose cellulitis on site, but they'll perform a physical exam to determine the extent of your condition. This exam might reveal swelling of the skin, redness and warmth of the affected or swollen glands. Depending on the severity of your symptoms, your doctor may want to monitor the affected area for a few days to see if redness or swelling spread. In some cases, your doctor may perform a blood test or a culture of the wound to test for the presence of bacteria. Treating cellulitis. Your doctor will usually prescribe a 10 to 21-day regimen of oral antibiotics to treat your cellulitis. The length of your treatment with oral antibiotics will depend on the severity of your condition. Even if symptoms improve within a few days, it's important to take all of the medications prescribed to ensure proper treatment. While you're taking antibiotics, monitor your condition to see if symptoms improve. In most cases, symptoms will improve or disappear within a few days. In some cases, pain relievers are prescribed. You should rest until your symptoms improve. While you rest, you should raise the affected limb higher than your heart to reduce any swelling. Contact your doctor immediately if you don't respond to treatment within 3 days after beginning a round of antibiotics, if your symptoms get worse, or if you develop a fever. Cellulitis should go away within 7 to 10 days of starting antibiotics. Longer treatment could be necessary if your infection is severe. This can occur if you suffer from a chronic disease or if your immune system isn't working properly. People with certain pre-existing medical conditions and risk factors may need to stay in the hospital for observation during treatment. Your doctor may advise hospitalization if you have high temperature, have high blood pressure, have an infection that doesn't improve with antibiotics, have a compromised immune system due to other diseases require for antibiotics when oral antibiotics don't work. In this advice given, I do not believe I am in an urgent care need at the immediate time. Thank you for providing the simple, short and sweet reply you have in SMS text. Martin Driscoll, Apartment 112-307-757-8786. Cell. Yes, I do consider this a neighbor's helping neighbor's communication of concerns beyond building manger to tenancy interpersonal relationship involvements. I hope this email is received to that cause and assistance, and not a build-up to be misrepresented of some malformed idea. There is not a relationship of any kind standing and holding us here for separating us from this neighborly and community communication ability. Truly, in my view, shameful to the dysfunction of relationship that you wish to define and have here with me per your directives and not mine. So be that it may, I think I am being most wise to know that my previous emails has been replied upon and complained as hateful when no such hateful positions were present. Even onto the subject topic matter itself should have held a shared interest community concern in direct HIV AIDS matters that are applied to this building's community resident. But did not. That was not held to be the wiser of the oblivion breakage and a failure to communicate. I am really at a loss of words to define a really solid good reason why this disunity is established here in the first place in the communication channels. For these should be obligated to the standards addressed by Marlon Reeks and filed right here in the University Higher Education Learning Presentation of Materials at Colorado.edu. This is the new standard of civilized life that now demands our urgent labor, a new world order, if you will, that subverts traditional conceptions of social order, a standard which in effect subverts the meaning of the word standard itself.